SideFX Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. The future of voter-approved Medicaid expansion in Missouri is uncertain. After the legislature declined to provide the funds he requested to cover the expansion population, Governor Mike Parson announced the state would not offer coverage to the estimated 250,000 newly eligible Missourians. Now, a lawsuit filed on behalf of three people eligible under expansion hopes to force his hand. Lowell Pearson is one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs, and he joined the Health and Wealth Desk to talk about the case.
We're asking the judge to order the defendants, who are officials within the Department of Social Services, to take the steps necessary to place the newly eligible Medicaid population into the system by enrolling them and then by providing benefits to them starting July 1st, as they're entitled to under the Missouri Constitution.
There's an idea that because the DSS wasn't appropriated a certain amount of funds to cover the expansion population, it can't implement expansion. But that's not exactly how it works, right?
Yeah, that's a misconception that a lot of people have talked about, but it's really not true. The way that the Medicaid program is funded by the state is in program units, so pharmacy, mental health, whatever. It doesn't appropriate the money by groups of eligible populations. So starting on July 1st, there's plenty of money appropriated to cover these people with the same services that everybody else gets. And that's what the state ought to do. Now, it is not uncommon for the state to have to appropriate additional money for Medicaid during the middle of the fiscal year. That happens almost every year because, of course, it's always hard to estimate exactly how many people will be in the program and what kind of care they will require.
And what do you expect the counter argument to be from the state in response to this?
Well, I guess the state will focus on the separation of powers point that the legislature doesn't have to appropriate the money. That's what I would expect them to say. And that's true in the general sense, but I don't think it's true here, where we have a constitutional right to this health care. So ultimately, I suppose the court will have to measure those two constitutional principles and decide which one is the more important. We think, since the voters said last August that these 200 plus thousand Missourians are eligible for Medicaid and put that in the Constitution, we think that's, you know, the way the court ought to go, for sure.
What are the next steps now that you've filed this, and what's the timetable you'd anticipate for this case?
Well, our intention is to push the case quickly and obtain the necessary order from the court for these folks to have coverage on July 1st. We have every intention of that occurring. That doesn't mean that the case will be decided once and for all by that point. More likely, there would be some sort of preliminary order saying that the state has to cover these folks on July 1st as they're entitled to be covered. And then there might be some court proceedings after that. But I expect this case to go through the trial court and the Court of Appeals quite quickly. The lawyers involved on our side and the lawyers for the attorney generals within the attorney general's office who are representing the defendants are all very experienced in expedited litigation. We expect to obtain the necessary order from the court sometime in June.